Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 28, The Reunion. Princess Davinia pleads the wizard to take him to Lord Vadal. The wizard assures her that the time will come when she will see him. Time passes by, and the final day of delivering birth to the child arrives. The nurses get terrified when they find a thin structure resembling a skeleton being pushed out of Princess Davinia. Finally, the slimy, skinny child breathes in the open world. The child looks strange, with large eyes appearing to pop out of the sockets. Thin limbs and bony structure, as if a skeleton was covered in a skin. Instead of crying, the child squeaks, which makes the nurses leave the chamber. Queen Kaylee looks at the newborn and at her daughter. With wet eyes, she cuts the natal cord and cleans the child. She summons her husband, who along with the royal physician, enters the chamber. They get startled and worried, looking at the child.
Whatever it is, now it's our responsibility to take care of it.
But the child looks feeble and weak. We need to take care of Davinia and her newborn.
Princess Davinia recovers her senses and looks at the child. She smiles and holds him closer to her.
Whoever you may be, wherever you may have come from, you are now a part of my life, and I will protect you.
What shall we name him?
Name him Cankle, my lord.
Cankle, the skeleton? But what makes you name him so? Just because he is thin?
Pardon me, my princess, but this child is born with truth. He doesn't have the deception of appearance. He may look skinny, but has powers that even the most muscular hunk may not possess. Besides, Cankle, or the skeleton, is the base structure of the beautiful body that people see.
Princess Davinia nods and drops her face.
It's okay, dear. I am sure his body will pick up flesh as he grows.
I am not worried about that.
Then, what is it? If it is about my temper, I forgive you, my child. I accept this child as my heir.
Princess Davinia lifts her face and tries to smile, but couldn't.
I want to.
You want? What?
I want to see the father of this child. Want to know, who is he? This moment is remarkable in every woman's life. But for me, I don't even know who my husband is.
Princess Davinia weeps. Queen Kaylee bursts into tears and leaves the chamber. Lord Vitraz and the royal physician look at each other, and they too leave the child and mother alone. Princess Davinia kisses the child and mumbles,
"You have brought me the happiness of being a mother, a complete woman, the fortune that many others crave for. But what's the life of a mother of a child whom his father has abandoned? My life will still be empty as a mere caretaker of a child from an unknown man. I know this life is worthless for me, so worthless that there's nothing left for me to stay. But I will for you, my child."
She stares at the innocent expressions of the child. The child looks at her and smiles. She falls asleep, patting the child. A flash of light emerges, and a young, sturdy man appears in the chamber. The man moves towards the child and lifts it with a smile. As soon as he touches the child, it turns into a healthy and charming baby. Princess Davinia wakes up and looks at the stranger who entered her chamber without permission. She is about to scream when the man looks at her with a flash in his eyes, making her voice disappear. Princess Davinia tries to scream but fails. Finally, she gives up and looks at him with a fear in her eyes. The man looks at her with a comforting smile. He approaches closer to her and places his palm over her crown to comfort her. Princess Davinia looks at him with a confused face and tries to speak.
Who are you? Anne!
I could no longer stay away from you. Every night and day, I observed you, but never had guts to confront you. But I had to come for you, for our child.
Princess Davinia looked stunned. She couldn't believe that the ugly creature, which she saw months back, returned to her and appeared no less than a handsome prince.
Davinia, what happened? It's me, Vadel, the father of your child. Our child's legitimacy no longer remains questionable. I am back.
Mom? Mom! He is back!
Queen Kaylee, Lord Vitraz, and others rush into the chamber and are shocked to see a stranger in their daughter's chamber.
Who are you? And how did you get in here?
They spot the child and feel astonished. The guards arrive and are about to head towards Lord Vadel when Lord Vitraz orders them to stop.
Lord Vitraz, the just lord of the land, whose reign is praised everywhere. I plead my apology for what had happened. I am back for my child and my wife.